For the first time in more than 100 years, Seattle voters elected city council members by district. And it was also a big night for supporters of Proposition 1, that $930 million transportation levy. C.R. Douglas is the political analyst for Q13 Fox, and Joni Balter is host of Civic Cocktail on the Seattle Channel. Earlier, she told KUOW that she thought Proposition 1 might be in trouble because of so-called levy fatigue. So, Joni, why did it pass?
The answer is yes. It doesn't even seem to matter around here what the question is. The answer is yes. Voters want stuff done. They want more stuff done. And they do not seem to care that all their yes votes year after year raise the cost of living here.
CR, last night, Eugene Wasserman and the No campaign seemed genuinely surprised about these results. What do you think happened?
I think it's clear how this is a mayor that goes big. 15 was a big proposal. This housing grand bargain is a big proposal. The mayor went out with a $1 billion levy. He is a big proposal guy, and this was an example of it.
It seems like there was an almost air of desperation on the yes side at the end of this. Joni, what do you think was going on there?
Well, what I think is going on there is they did a little polling about 10 or 12 days ago, and they did a very small poll. Apparently, it was something like 300 voters, and they got a result that this thing was going down by 5 votes. They told everybody that, and then they campaigned really hard. And this really segues into another point I would like to make, which is obviously this was a big night for Mayor Ed Murray. But if you know Ed Murray, and many of us do, he is a guy who campaigns and runs scared. Before his election as mayor, I saw him a couple days before. And he was like shaking. He told me he was going to lose. Now, he did not win in a landslide. 51.5, I think, was his percentage. But once you're running scared, you get into retail campaigning. So in recent days, these folks were out. Here's what this is going to do for you. They ran scared, and then they won.
Well, speaking of Ed Murray, let's turn to how he did in these city council races. Some people predicted that the Kashama-Sawant slate of candidates was going to do well, and that would have meant that Ed Murray would have done poorly. CR, what happened?
Well, I think what it showed is that Kashama Sawant is very popular, but she doesn't have huge coattails. And you're right. The kind of Ed Murray-endorsed candidates seem to be doing better. We don't have the final votes, but I think the outcomes are now pretty clear. Kashama's appeal is definitely in that district she ran in, that Capitol Hill district, that sort of hotbed of kind of liberal progressivism. Now, her slate didn't win, but I will say that it changed the whole race. I mean, those candidates, many of whom got through the primaries and another year probably wouldn't have, but they moved the conversation left. There was a whole bunch of positions taken in this campaign, driven, I think, by Kashama Sawant and that sort of socialism progressive agenda. So even though some of the more establishment people won, I think they are going to enter City Hall really be more leftist than they would have otherwise been.
Joni, last night there were a lot of socialist signs up at Kashama Sawant's election celebration, really. It looks like she may well pull through here and win it. But does that mean, sort of on the flip side, that this was a victory for capitalism and the defeat of socialism here in Seattle?
There is no doubt that this city is moving further left. You can sort of hear the tires screeching on the sharp left turn there. But in the actual voting in terms of a Sawant slate, there are not 5 votes. They always say, what's policy in Seattle? 5 votes is policy. She doesn't have that. At the moment, she's down one. If you think about Nick Licata leaving and Lisa Herbold in the first district is not at the moment winning.
Although she could come back.
She could come back, absolutely.
She
at the moment, this is not a Sawant majority, and the mayor doesn't have to call her up and kind of sort of change his tone with her, shall we say.
The other big story last night, and really the only national story, I think, coming out of Seattle, is I-122. That's the measure for honest elections. CR, what do you think that means?
Well, this, I believe, was a big win, actually, for Kashama Sawant. You know, it was a modest property tax increase to publicly finance campaigns. Typically, property tax increases are proposed by a mayor, pushed by a mayor, and in Seattle, usually won by a mayor. This was not. I mean, the establishment at City Hall didn't really love this thing. They all kind of voted for it because they knew they had to. But it was Shama Sawant who gave the impassioned kind of speech for this thing, and even her ally, Nick Licata. So this became kind of a socialist battle cry, if you will. This kind of fed her whole narrative about trying to get, you know, corporate money out of the political system. I mean, this is an example where even though she's not got a majority, she's showing her power in a situation like this.
So Prop 1, a victory for the mayor. It looks like the city council makeup is a victory for the mayor. This one, not so much. Joni, what do you think?
Me personally, I didn't think so much of Initiative 122 and ask folks down at City Hall how they feel about this. This is going to be a bureaucratic and administrative nightmare. It is very likely going to increase independent expenditures. And in my mind, it fixes something that wasn't broken.
Last question. What's the biggest takeaway from this election, Joni? What do you think?
The voters are willing to pay for big projects around here, and City Hall knows it.
CR?
I think it's the re-election of Shama Sawant. You know, the question was she kind of a one-time fluke? But now that she has established that she can be re-elected, she's now entering a four-year term, they have to deal with her. You can't ignore her and kind of marginalize her like you might have thought you would if she wasn't going to be around that long. So it'll be very interesting if she can kind of capitalize on that. No, she didn't get her block, but is she going to be able to really kind of deliver on the next big things on her agenda?
C.R. Douglas is the political analyst for Q13 Fox, and Joni Balter is host of Civic Cocktail on the Seattle Channel.